Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral for the celebration of the Eucharist on Easter Sunday. Our celebrant is His Eminence Timothy Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York. Please join in singing the entrance hymn, which is found on page 3 in the program. Jesus Christ is Risen Today, sung in both English and Spanish.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you, and a blessed Easter, that we might celebrate it the more worthily through this holy sacrifice of the Mass. We call to mind our sins and ask for the mercy that Jesus won by his precious blood on the cross on Friday. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Let us pray. O God, who on this very day, through your only begotten Son, have conquered death and unlocked for us the path to eternity, grant, we pray, that we who keep this solemnity of the Lord's resurrection may, through the renewal brought by your Holy Spirit, rise up in the light of life, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lectura de la carta del apóstol San Pablo a los Colosenses. Hermanos, puesto que ustedes han resucitado con Cristo, busquen los bienes de arriba, donde está Cristo, sentado a la derecha de Dios. Pongan todo el corazón en los bienes del cielo, no en los de la tierra, porque han muerto y su vida está escondida con Cristo en Dios. Cuando se manifieste Cristo, vida de ustedes, entonces también ustedes se manifestarán gloriosos juntamente con Él. Palabra de Dios.
Alabamos.
Victime Paschali laudes,
immolem Christiani, Agnus redemit homes, Christus innocens patri, reconciliavit peccatores. Mors et vita duello, conficere liando, tus vite mortus regnat virus, in nobis Maria.
With you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, here's one opinion, everybody. Listen, there's no more hopeful place on earth than the stadium for opening day of the baseball season. Now, you will not be surprised that I have to disagree, even though I do rejoice in the Yankees winning streak and that the Mets finally won yesterday. But I have to take exception to that, and I hope you're with me. Because you and I know there's no more hopeful place on earth to be than Mass on Easter Sunday morning. And that's why all of you are so very, very welcome here at America's Parish Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral, as are those who join with us throughout the nation on PIX 11, on our Catholic Faith Network, and the Sirius XM Catholic Channel. Here, everybody, we celebrate and proclaim our faith. A faith as solid as was that boulder that they thought permanently sealed the tomb of Jesus. Our faith that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, that good ultimately conquers the bad, hope victorious over despair, faith stronger than doubt, love triumphs over hate, life vanquishes death. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the way, the truth, and the life, whose feet, wounded by those nails, we kissed on the cross here in the sanctuary just 48 hours ago, by his glorious resurrection from the dead, has defeated sin and Satan and endless death. Last week, we here in New York City seem to have two Good Fridays. Of course, the one 2 days ago. As we somberly bowed our heads, recalling the death of Jesus on the cross, on that hill called Calvary, on that Friday, strangely called Good, but also last Monday, in the murder of New York police officer, now Detective Jonathan Diller, in the line of duty, we also had a second Good Friday. And I'm glad our police commissioner and his family are with us this Easter morning. Last Friday, Good Friday, Jesus, pure goodness, innocent, who taught that greater love than this no man has than to give his life for another, did precisely that as he died on the cross. Darkness covered the earth, the ground trembled with sorrow. His own grieving mother and beloved disciple, St. John, there at the foot of the cross, sobbed last Monday. Officer Jonathan Diller, a good, decent, innocent, loyal, honorable man who believed, get this, that the lives of those he was sworn to protect were worth even more than his own, he died in the line of duty with his young wife, Stephanie, his 10-month-old son, Ryan, his family, friends, and fellow cops at the foot of that cross, as this city went dark and these pavements trembled as he was buried yesterday at St. Rose Catholic Church. And yet, folks, and this is what this morning's about, over both of those Good Fridays hovers Easter Sunday. As we mourned Jonathan, there were still, in the midst of that, embraces of love and support, tender concern for Stephanie and Ryan, smiles and stories as Officer Diller was remembered, renewed solidarity and commitment within our NYPD, assurances one to another that we'll get through this. We've been through it before. God will provide. From that grief, cops returned to the beat. Stephanie carried Ryan home. And life goes on. Because faith, not doubt, hope, not despair, life, hardly death, has the final word. You see, what's obvious this Easter Sunday morning, everybody, we human beings created in the image and likeness of God, we seem to be hardwired for resilience, for hope and promise. We have a sparkle within that no one, nobody, nowhere can destroy the gift of life intended to last forever. That tension and trauma, terror and tough times, in the long run only purify us and strengthen our mettle. As Chesterton writes, we have a God who knows how to exit the grave. This is what the Lord of Life intends, and in no place is it more evident than Easter morning. He's risen, as he said, alleluia. Today is the day of Easter joy. This is the morning on which the Lord appeared to those who had begun to lose hope, but he opened their eyes to what the scriptures had foretold, that first he must die and then he would rise. May this risen Lord breathe on us and open our eyes this Easter morning. Last night here at St. Patrick's Cathedral, and indeed throughout all the parishes in the Archdiocese and the nation and the planet for that matter, baptized new people, welcoming them into the embrace of the church. We blessed the Easter water and cleansed those people as we welcome them into God's family. Easter morning, we all have the tradition to renew our own baptismal promises, so I ask you to stand. My dear brothers and sisters, through the Paschal mystery, we've been buried with Christ in the sacrament of baptism so that we may walk with him in newness of life. And so now that the 40 days of Lent are concluded, we renew the promises of holy baptism by which we once renounced Satan and his works and promised to serve God in the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. So I ask you all, do you renounce Satan?
I do.
And all his works?
I do.
And all his empty show?
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary, suffered death on the cross and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of his Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? And may Almighty God, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed upon us mercy for our sins, keep us by his grace in Christ Jesus our Lord for eternal life. Let us pray.
For Pope Francis, for our shepherd, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the culture of life flourish among all peoples of the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among nations and for those suffering the effects of war, especially in Ukraine, Israel, and Gaza, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the newest members of the church, that the good work the Lord has begun in them may continue to bear fruit, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For police officer Jonathan Diller and all of our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We seek the powerful intercession of our joyful Mother Mary, St. Mary Magdalene, the holy women, and Peter and John at the tomb as we make our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
That my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory of his name, the honor of all the Holy Church.
Exultant with paschal gladness, O Lord, we offer this sacrifice by which your church is wondrously reborn and nourished through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But on this morning, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. He is that true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying, he has destroyed our death. By rising, restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. Even the heavenly powers with the angels and saints sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord, Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, St. Patrick, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Deus dicere.
Amen. us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress. Expectantes beatem spem et adventum salvatoris nostri Jesu Christi. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof.
Holy Spirit, a word of my soul.
Jesus, Christus,
Please join in singing at the Lamb's High Feast, which is found on page 13 in the program.
Thank you.
Look upon your church, O God, with unfailing love and favor, so that, revived by these Easter mysteries, she may come to the glory of the resurrection through Christ our Lord. Father, salvo to you and your priests and the deacons and my Lord, the staff, the magnificent choir, the catechists who prepared our catechumens, our servers, our seminarians, our lectors, our sacristans, our ushers and security, and the florists. My Lord, thanks be to God. You helped enhance our celebration of this great feast of Easter. Thank you. Thank you very much. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Through the intercession of our joyful Mother Mary and the holy women at the empty tomb, St. Patrick, our patron, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Go in peace. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Join in singing Jesus is Risen, found on page 14 in the program and sung in both English and Spanish.